hard-fought game. You know, I thought both teams came out and competed really well. I know we had a good push to begin the game, and you know, ultimately, when you play good teams, you make some mistakes. They're going to make you pay. And the first goal, we turned one over coming out of our own zone when on a play we should have just been off the glass, and we didn't make a heavy enough play. And you know, Tufte's obviously playing really well right now, and made a nice shot on that goal. Then I think we had a good push to start the second period, the first 5 minutes, and then, you know, not a great penalty on our part to take one behind the net in the offensive zone 200 feet away, and then we took another penalty, so put them on a 5-on-3, and, you know, towards the end of it, they converted, made a nice play. So now you got to chase the game a little bit, I thought they seized the momentum for the rest of that period. And then I think we wrestled it back a little bit in the third and had a lot of good looks, but you know, ultimately made another mistake and turned one over in the offensive zone for the breakaway goal. But our guys had good push to the end, and we had a lot of good looks. Misko had a really good game for them, and you know, they're a good veteran team. And you know, we had a couple power play goals with the pull goalie there at the end, but ultimately we didn't get a 5-on-5 goal, which we needed.
What did you tell the guys after this game?
I liked the way we play. I liked a lot of what we did. I mean, I had 39 shots, and we had a great push in the third period. I think shots were 22 or whatever they were, and had a lot of good looks. So, you know, we played a really good team, really veteran team. And, you know, I think getting Avery Peterson at Christmas eligibles made their team better. You know, another centerman. But I liked a lot of the things that we did tonight. And, you know, if we continue to work and play like that, that's that detail. You can't make some mistakes against a good quality opponent. You know, maybe if you're playing somebody that's, you know, doesn't have the ability to finish, they made some good plays on those finished plays. But, you know, I thought we had good battle level, and I thought we competed well. The want to was there, so I have no issue with how we played tonight.
A lot of the talk with the in-state rivalries, stuff like that, do you sense any frustration from the guys?
No, you know what, it's rivalries come and go. I mean, our big rivalries now, you know, they turn more to the Big Ten, you know, as we move forward, and those become critical games. I mean, these are important non-conference games. That's how you look at them, and you know, especially playing UMD, who's ranked number one in the country for a reason. They're a good quality team, but you know, I felt good about how we came out and competed. Obviously, really disappointed that we didn't win. But you know what? Some of it just, you got to make sure you give yourself a chance to win with how you play. We did a lot of good things to give ourselves a chance to win, but ultimately, you know, we made a couple mistakes that cost us.
Are your players as positive as you are after this game?
Well, you know, what are you going to do? You know, we got to come back and play tomorrow at 4:00, and that's athletics. I mean, you can play well and lose, and you can play crappy and win. It's a long season, and we did a lot of good things tonight, and how we played, how we competed. We got to build off that. And again, you can learn from games like this that okay, this is how important these critical plays are with the puck. They'll come back and bite you.
It seemed like for most of the first 40 that Duluth D was able to kind of keep the top nine at bay. What adjustments did you make in that third period?
Well, I think you're playing with the urgency. In the second period, once they had that 2-1 lead, you know, they had the momentum, and then we were chasing a little bit in the second period, but then we were wrestled it back a little bit, and that's when you play good teams. You're going to have the momentum go back and forth, and you got to be able to take a punch. But the other area, I thought we didn't do a good enough job. I don't think we had enough traffic in front of the goaltender. I thought he saw too many pucks, and we weren't there for those rebound opportunities.
Did you think Sharon got a little roughed up a few times without the calls?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, sometimes you're not even looking at that, so I'd have to watch a video to see that.
Gates had two goals tonight. Yep. He had two main assists in each of the last games with Wisconsin. What do you think is going right with
him? Well, you know what? He just made a step from his freshman year. You know, he had a tough senior in high school when he broke his leg and missed half the year. And, you know, it was a long rehab process for him, and I don't think he was ever 100%, you know, with getting the muscle back in his calf and everything else. And now he's a more confident player. You can see he had the hands, and, you know, he's scoring when he gets an opportunity.
Ren Pitlick got a few shots tonight, and he got that good chance at the end that was just kicked off by Misko. What do you like about his game tonight in the last couple of weeks?
Well, I mean, he's a guy that we need to score. I mean, there's no doubt that, you know, he's a key offensive player. If he can start to find the back of the net, it's going to, you know, help us a lot. He's getting his assists, but, you know, he could score a couple of goals that would, you know, go a long way in helping us because, you know, we relying on, you know, a handful of guys that carry the offense for us, and we just have to have some other guys now that, like, I thought Romanko's line was really good tonight. I thought they had some good end zone offensive time, did a lot of good things, and just got to score some 5-on-5 goals, and tonight we couldn't do it. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.